Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Horsham. This message is by Jonathan Dyke.
We were praying for you this morning at the prayer meeting, which you all forgot to come to, so well done. But you'll remember next time. And it was really, really clear that today, whoever's here, if you're watching on Zoom, online, God wants to so meet with us today. He is meeting with us already, right? But he wants to so challenge and change us that we step out of everything that hinders and step into a new level of freedom. I'll say that one over here. Is God is manifesting himself in these days. And I love this, just the reality of Pastor Eric and Beth. They've stood in a field that not everybody wants to stand in. I don't even know whether they like lentils. I have no idea. All I know is that when you position yourselves, God positions himself next to you. And all I know in the journey is that as long as we say, I'm here, God says he's here. And I just feel in my spirit that today, because you've come here this morning, God has positioned himself to come with you this morning as well. And we're going to leave different than when we arrived. We're just going to leave different than when we arrive. So just what's running with my heart is say goodbye to all those issues. Say cheerio to the anxiety. Say auf Wiedersehen to the fear, because today God is going to lift us up to a place where there is clear air. I'm just going to keep doing this until everybody's clapping, everybody's dead. And if you're dead, we're just going to raise you up anyway, because that's what God says. But there was a tremendous field, and as Pastor Clive was just preaching and flowing the anointing early on, the greatest field that someone positioned themselves on, the world said is hopeless, but God said it's how I'm going to do it, and it was the cross. There was a cross was in a field. And Jesus positioned himself in this field, and he refused to get off it until he'd done what he needed to do. Come on, amen. I just love that Jesus positioned himself and he took everything that the world had to offer, and me and you. He said, I'm not getting down until it's done. Yes. Come on.
I was in that field.
You were in that field. But we never won it. Jesus won it. I'm excited about today. I'm excited about every day. But today, I tell you, God wants to show us how wonderful he is. He wants to show you, beyond any doubt, beyond any rational reason, that God is wonderful. He is full of wonders. Amen. I don't know. We've got questions about this and about that and about this and about that. And all through time, people have had questions. And the way that God seems to answer is he doesn't come with loads of answers. He comes with himself. God doesn't come to try and work through our thesis. He just comes. He is the answer. God doesn't come to try and work out all our calculations. He comes and he just makes it all work. But this today, we're just flowing on with the whole, the names of God, and the names of God today. I mean, all of them have been amazing. When we can just cultivate our heart that we're not just learning about names, but we're learning about the different aspects of who is living on the inside of me, because I've given my life to Jesus, I get everything. Woohoo! I'm getting excited now. As we look at this, we're going to look at a few scriptures, but I mean, these guys have been preaching it all already. So I'm just going to sit here and enjoy the presence of the Lord. Several hundred years ago, a guy called Isaiah, I believe Isaiah is like the fifth gospel, really. We've been travelling through it in these last weeks, and we're probably going to travel through it for the next weeks, because in Isaiah, Matt, it's the keys to everything. But in Isaiah, it says this, Isaiah went to church one morning. He just rocked along at church. Maybe he'd been like that every time. Maybe he just thought the same every time. But let me tell you, God rocked up at church that morning and changed everything.
Yep.
Yep. God just came up. He just went to church. He just went along. We're in Isaiah chapter 6. And it says, he just came along and he was just there. And then suddenly he saw the Lord. Can I just suggest that in your suddenness today, God wants to show you something higher than you. He wants to show us as a church something higher than us. And it's him, right? Yes. I saw the Lord and he was high and he was lifted up. And his throne filled the temple. And you get this kind of these pictures of this spiritual activity, which I believe we need to have our eyes open to in a fresh way. Yes. There are more for us than against us. Sometimes it can feel like it's not, but it's true. There are more for us than against us. And again, as I was just praying this morning, and the Lord was just speaking to me, and then Pastor Clive, he's got this Shema spirit, hasn't he?
I believe we all have.
But again, in Isaiah, it says, the least of you, I can do whatever you like. Maybe it's better that he does. Is this on now? Check, one, two. We've all got this Shema spirit because the word says the least of you will be like 1,000.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, you've got 1,000 times your potential inside of you than you ever dreamed of. Yeah. The least of you will be like 1,000. Oh, this is our God. Isaiah had this tremendous encounter with the Lord. And again, it's my conviction, it's our conviction. At the beginning of every season that we move into, God wants to reveal something new about himself. In our lives, collectively, and in our lives personally. If you're here for the first time, God wants to reveal something in your life today that's going to change your first time forever. If you've been here a number of times, God wants to show you something, speak to you today, that's going to transform your tomorrows. Because every time God wants to reveal something, he comes himself and shows us. And today I believe, we believe, that he wants to show us how wonderful he is and how wise he is. It's only the Holy Spirit that makes us look smart. I tell you, it's only the Spirit of God that makes us look smart. Because without him, we're just a foolish being foolish. Glory to God. Isaiah has this encounter with the presence of the Lord. And he recognises, I need some help here. And God says, I'm going to touch you and I'm going to transform you forever. And I believe that's what God wants to do with us this morning. We're on a bit of a story here over a few chapters of Isaiah. God reveals himself to lift us up into the next season of God's goodness and of his mercy. In other words, the field that we're in is not the only field. And as we were praying for Pastor Eric and Beth, I didn't share this because he's bigger than me. But I just felt the Lord say, this like 25 years has been like a training ground for you, but because he's equipping your hands to bend a bow of bronze. And it's like you are an arrowhead and you're gonna penetrate deeper, you're gonna flow faster, there's gonna be a greater velocity in the next 25 years than if there's been in the previous 25 years. Why? Because you're standing in the field and you're recognizing that God is wonderful and God is wise. And sometimes we do things that on the face of it look really odd and they look really silly, but God's wisdom will always win the day. God's wisdom will always win the day. We're just going to go on a little bit into Isaiah 9. Starting at verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You've enlarged the nation, increased their joy. They rejoice before you as a people rejoices at the harvest. As warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them. The bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. This is all describing about freedom, increased freedom and greater freedom. This is God's heart for you and for me. This is God's heart for us, is that we live free. Thanks, Rosie. Is that we live free for the glory of God.
Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning and will be fuel for the fire. For us, this is the wisdom of God. God isn't sending in some kingdom SAS. God isn't resolving some heavy artillery. No, he's going to send a child. Woo! He's going to send a child. A child will be born, a son will be given, and the government, the rule, the reign, the authority will be upon his shoulders. I don't know about you, but I'm so thankful that the government is not on our government's shoulders, but my shoulders are to pray for my government. Is that I want to take the burden of responsibility on my shoulders and pray for my government. Because the government is not on their shoulders, it's on the Jesus' shoulders, right? And as it goes on here in this other name, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor. He will be called Wonderful Counselor. The Peleyot, the one who holds up the stars, the one who speaks and things happen, the one that created all things, the one where nothing is impossible, the one where nothing is beyond his reach, where nothing is beyond his heart. He's wonderful. How many of you know God is wonderful today? Come on. If you're not quite sure, then let me just help you that you are a product of his wonder. You are an object of his wonder. The wonder working power of the blood of Jesus. When I an awesome wonder, there's a song there. How great thou art. What? Oh, don't you just love Jesus? And Pastor Clive shared something earlier. I actually got this ready, but just for our benefit. When we know Jesus as Wonderful Counselor, we connect into his divine power. Peter speaks about this. His divine power has given us everything. There is something about the nature of God that loves you and me too much to leave us as we are. So what he does is rather than come into our lives and pick out all the issues, which he has every right to do, but he doesn't, he comes into our life and shows us his manifest goodness and his glory. Even when it's all going a bit pear-shaped, when it's all going a bit dark, he comes in and shows us who he is. I'm wonderful. Not I am, right? He is. He comes in his wonder. Sometimes when I see God do something in my life, I wonder why he's done it, to be honest with you. But he is wonderful. Another little hymn that I love is kind of describes God as ineffably sublime. I looked that up, and what that means is undescribable and beyond description. Well, I don't know about you, but that's nonsense. But when it was written, it means everything because God's wonder is beyond description and indescribable. God is wonderful. And he's also counselor, which means he is a divine strategist. He has a divine plan and he knows how to deliver the plan. He has a time and a season. He has a purpose and a point, and he has the power to deliver. This is our God. This is, if you know Jesus, this is the one that you know. If you don't know Jesus, this is the one that knows you. He is wonderful, full of love, full of grace, full of mercy. He is full of everything. And he wants you and I to experience it in a real and a life-changing way. It goes on in Isaiah 9. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Where God's wonder is operating, his zeal is operating. How many of you are feeling zealous? Yes. Three of us. How many of you want to feel zealous? Yes. Can I give you a tip? Walk with people that look zealous. Proverbs says this, if you want to be wise, walk with wise men. My translation for that is, if you want to be an eagle, don't hang around with vultures. But there is something wonderful about God's heart and his nature. He created everything, I've mentioned that. He holds the stars in their place, it says that in Isaiah. He commands angels concerning us. Oh my God. If we need to get used to a lot more angelic presence going on around our lives, not because we're looking for it, but because it's looking for us. It's not because we're looking for something to make the hairs on the back of our head stand up. We can do that quite easily. Just put your finger in the mains. That's what that does. But God wants to so reveal his wonder and so reveal his ability to be wise that we are just stunned at what happens as a result. Why build a boat in the desert when you're a fourth generation desert wanderer? To save humanity. Not very wise though. It was the right thing to do. So many stories through the Old Testament, into the New, and we're going to look at the New in a moment because it's 25 past 11. I've only just started. His eyes are upon you, Psalm 121. He knows you inside and outside. Oh, that's a wonder, right? I don't know whether I want to see my insides. But he sees your insides and he still loves you. He sees you inside and he still wants you to know him. Amen. Come on, Ruth. He's a miraculous guide. He's an ancient strategist. He listens, he knows, he cares with action. He knows what to do and how to do it. Oh God, move in my life. And God is saying, you move. Oh God, move me. And he's saying, no, you move. I like to move it. It needs to be just something that we resonate. Come on, we've got to get out of this, and we've heard it before, is that we're just standing for a crisis and say, God, do something, when at the same time, God is saying, you do something, which is beyond your understanding, beyond your knowledge, beyond your experience, beyond your pain and fear. It's the wisdom of the Holy Spirit is going to show you something that you weren't looking at. You weren't even looking for it. And I believe God wants to do that in our lives today. That where maybe we've looked at diagnosis, prognosis, maybe we've looked at medicine and this and that and the other, maybe we looked at all kinds of things that we know really we don't need to look at that. God wants to so show us himself that in this morning we just look at the one that heals us. We just look at the one that is our miracle. We just look at the one that is our breakthrough. We just look at the one that is our shepherd. We just look at the one that wants to husband us. What a great message, Lord. What, we just look at the one that wants to sanctify us, make us holy. I mean, I don't know, when you looked at the mirror this morning, when you got up, I do not know whether you saw someone holy looking back at you. But God did. That's a wonder, right? Oh, I wonder about that. It's interesting to me that when in these next few Sundays, when we're kind of focusing towards celebrating the birth of Christ, that from conception to resurrection was all a wonder. It was just one miracle after another miracle, but it was also the right thing to do. And we find Mary, who's, oh Lord, my God, when in awesome wonder, consider all of it. God, how can you do so much to someone so insignificant? Because God is God and we're not. God, how can you produce something in my life which is so undeserved? Because he can. Because he wants to. And we all know, you know, we've been to enough school plays to know that the wise men wanted to be where Jesus was. I think wise men still should do, personally. James 3 says this, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by good deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom." Doesn't that describe the life of our Jesus? That he came full of wonder, full of wisdom. He was living as a counsellor to the community of mankind at that time. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere, peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. That's the life of Jesus, right there. This is the one who is still wonderful. He's still the counsellor, but he wants to come and live in our lives. Brothers and sisters, it says in 1 Corinthians 1, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential, not many were of noble birth, but God chose the foolish things of the world. This is God's wonder and this is God's wisdom, his counsel, if you like, as the strategist. God chose the foolish things to shame the wise. Woo-hoo! He chose the things that are not, the things that are despised, to nullify those things so that no one may boast before him, but we all boast in the Lord. And I just want to encourage you this morning, however you feel, whatever you think you look like, whatever you think you sound like, smell like, or taste like, God wants to reveal something of himself in us so powerfully, so tangibly, that we're just going to boast about him. Yes, amen. 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 Does anybody say amen over there, on this side over here? Amen. I know you meant to think it, but your mouth didn't catch up, so that's all right. Let's all stand up, shall we? Bible says that Jesus went around doing good and healing all that were under the power of the devil because God was with him and God had anointed him. And I believe he's no different today. But when Jesus was about to go to heaven, his followers said, "Now what are we going to do?" And Jesus said, "I'm going to send you another counselor. The paraclete, the advocate, your defender, if you like." That was a wise thing for God to do. That was a wonderful thing to God to do. And I believe this morning the Holy Spirit wants to express himself afresh in our hearts and lives in some particular ways. One, you are not a product of your past. He is too wonderful to leave us as a product of our past. Two, today is a new day. Because he is so wonderful, because he is such an amazing counselor, today he wants to bring wisdom into our lives, which is pure, peace-loving. Do you know what I mean by that? It's not changing our opinion or our view. It's about revealing what God thinks and how God thinks. We're not a product of our past. And today God wants us to arise. We've been exhorted to do that. Just close your eyes a minute. It does all go dark, but we are not afraid of the dark. Hallelujah. But as I was kind of just waiting on the Lord, God said today, we're giving notice to cyclical pain and disease. We're giving notice to it because God's wonder is too powerful. The counselor, the presence of the Holy Spirit is too strong. We sang a great song at the beginning. I was around when that was written. King of Kings, Majesty. Such a powerful song. Because there's two keys in that. One is that God gives us royal robes that we don't deserve. He's wonderful, right? Isn't that wonderful? Whatever we came dressed in today, what he provides is better. Yeah? Doesn't matter how smart we try and look. When he provides royal robes, you have entrance to the king. So today we have entrance to the king. And the second thing is, I live to serve His Majesty. What a privilege to be able to serve somehow the one that is always serving us. So, Father, right now, I just agree with what Your Spirit is saying. We give notice right now to cycles of pain. We want to thank You for the wonder of Your love at work right now. We just give notice to the cycles of sicknesses. We want to thank You for the wonder of Your love working right now. And we refuse to be influenced by this circle anymore. We're breaking free because of the power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Come on, just lay hold of it. Lay hold of it right now. We give notice to a poverty spirit right now, where we constantly think we'll never have enough, be good enough, be smart enough, be clever enough. We rebuke that thing right now, because Your wonder-working power is at work in our lives, and You have done wonderful things for us in Christ Jesus. Too wonderful to be able to describe, too wonderful to be able to say what they are, because they're beyond description. And we refuse to live under poverty thinking any longer. It was for freedom that Christ has set us free. And You have given us everything that we need today for life and for godliness. And we reach out in our spirit and connect with that life, and we connect with that godliness. Oh, for You are our counselor, our paraclete, the one that argues on our behalf, the one that defends us. Woo, the one that shows us who we are. Hallelujah. Is anything happening out here? I can feel something happening inside of me. It's like, woo. If you're watching online, this is for you too. We're not a product of our past. Today is a good day. We'll arise in Him. These cycles are going to end right now in Jesus' name. They're ending today in Jesus' name. Curses that have been released over our lives, we break those right now in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit, what You speak to us is good. It's peaceful. Come on now. We do not live under the words that other people have spoken, but we choose today to live under the word that You have spoken. Because You are a good counselor. You always say the right thing in the right way and at the right time. Hallelujah. And even in these last few days, if there's anybody here that you've had some kind of confrontational, quite a heated conversation, and you've left that conversation thinking you're in the wrong, you're right. But God can put that right. We're all wrong. Just come before the Lord right now and trust in His goodness right now. Trust in the wonder of forgiveness, to His ability to husband us, to sanctify us, to shepherd us, to provide for us, to lead us. He is who He says He is. And just give Him that thing. So I'm not going to live under that. I'm going to live in the peace and the joy of the Holy Spirit. Come on. That is my portion. Hallelujah. And then just the last thing that's running with my heart is, when God speaks to us, sometimes it makes no sense to us whatsoever. It's a bit like, I don't know what that means. Well, don't let that become the brakes. It's pray it through, but still go anyway. pray it through, but still go anyway. God, I don't know what this means. It's a bit like Pastor Eric was saying. I don't know what this means, Lord, but I'm going to flow with that anyway because I trust you. I'm going to flow with that anyway because I believe in you. I'm going to flow with that anyway because I know you, because God is a wonderful counselor. Let's just lift up our hands over the room, shall we? And just acknowledge that he is a wonderful counselor. Come on, just tell him, you are a wonderful counselor. And you're my wonderful counselor. If you know Christ, if you've given your life to Jesus, then this is true for you. If you haven't yet given your life to Jesus, you can. He wants you to know him as wonderful and as counselor. He wants you to know him as mighty God, Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. He wants you to know him like that. Let me tell you this. We need to know the mighty God. We need to know the Prince of Peace. We need to know the everlasting Father, right? And our households do, and our families do, and our nation does. So, Father, I want to thank you right now that you continue to reveal who you are to us. Lord, we want to reach out in our heart, reach out in our lives, reach out in our language, so that we have fresh encounters with you every moment of every day. Lord, come in your glory and shake the building. Come in your wonder and shake the building, oh God. Come in your wonder and shake our lives, so that we live and move and have our being in you like we've never done before. Come on, come on, let's celebrate him a little bit together, shall we? Come on, let's just celebrate him a little bit in our field. Oh, come on, give him a little bit of praise. Oh, he is worthy of all of our praise today. Just make that decision in your own heart. That I'm going to pursue the wonderful counselor, not just today, but from these days. I'm going to pursue him. I'm going to long for him. I'm going to reach out for him. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.